It's 7:45 in the morning on a Saturday. That means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, ensconced in my little studio here, and I'm sure you're probably in that deer stand right now.
You know, that you're funny you say that. That's the one spot I will not be in this weekend. I was going to talk about it a little bit because it is such a wonderful tradition in the state of Minnesota where, you know, you're hard-pressed to find anybody to, like, do some manual labor because everybody's up in a deer stand right now. And deer camp is a terrific tradition. I just have to get ready for the holidays. But I have siblings up in the woods as we speak, blazed in orange. They all look like carrots because they might have a green hat on and the rest of them is orange. But they're out there. And it is a neat, neat tradition because, you know, it spans the generations where you see, you know, grandpas and uncles bringing their sons. And now what's really neat, too, is you're seeing daughters get involved, you know, and it's just multi-generational. And most of it, yes, it is about the hunt and hopefully you get some bounty. But more importantly, it's about being together and just being up in the woods and passing that tradition on. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, honestly, most hunters are some of the best conservationists that our country has because they appreciate what they have. They might buy a little parcel of land, whether it's 8 acres or, you know, 800, and then try to bring that back to, you know, really help the populations out. So it's a really good thing. I know some people kind of get scared. I personally don't like being in the woods with that many people with that high power of rifle. So that's why I kind of avoid the rifle season. And when I was a little bit younger before kids, I did more bow hunting for deer because some of those rifles are a little too powerful for this guy. So I'm trying to steer clear of that. But good luck to all those hunters out there in the stands. Hopefully it's a wonderful and bountiful harvest this year. Good luck, and everybody please stay safe.
Absolutely. And you're right about more young ladies getting involved in that tradition as well. Well, what else can we chat about this morning, Ted?
Well, what we can talk about, you know, it is the holiday season screaming up on us. It's right around the corner. So what we did is we put together another one of our famous 6 for 60s to kind of get you ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. And it's a wonderful assortment of a wide range of wines from all around the world that we love to put together and throw in that box. And you can pick it up for $60. It's just a true treat, and it helps you, you know, get ready for that Thanksgiving celebration, whether it's actually you're going to serve it that day, or maybe you just need it to get prepared before that for the next couple of weeks. You know, if you're unnerved that everyone's going to come to your house, these wines will help you. They'll calm you down, et cetera. We start out first and foremost with a little a Prosecco, and it's a little pride in my family. It's the Farelli Prosecco, and it's a joint venture between our family and our old friend Stefano Girelli. And it's a lovely Prosecco. And, you know, Prosecco is kind of becoming a little bit like champagne as far as protecting their region, protecting the area in which they grow those wines. Because originally, the grape varietal that they used in Prosecco was Prosecco. But they realized they had something special with that sparkling wine. So what they did internationally is change the name of the grape. Now it is called Galera. Now, Galera goes in that, but then they use that sparkling wine. And the nice thing about a Prosecco, it doesn't have near as many bubbles as a champagne does or a big sparkling wine. You know, to be somewhat technical, it's at 2 atmospheres rather than the sparkling wines at 4. So it's easy. It's approachable. It, you know, has a little bit of nose, so kind of a sharp green apple to it. So if you're entertaining, it's a great way. You put that on a nice chill. People are showing up to the house. You have a little sparkling wine. And again, it's not over-the-top sparkling wine as far as all those bubbles, but it's just a nice way to get things going, get people happy as well. So we included that. We also threw in this new wine that we picked up. We actually carried it for quite a while, but we kind of got a hot deal on it. It's called Flying Solo White. And this is a blend of Grenache Blanc and also Viognier. So it's kind of a classic Rhone-style blend, which is a little bit more interesting than, let's say, Sauvignon Blanc. There's a little bit more layers to it, but it doesn't have that zip, that acidity that Sauvignon Blanc has. So it's a real, real nice white wine. Now, usually for Thanksgiving, and I'll talk about it in the next couple of weeks, is Vouvray we like to push. because it's sweet. The Chenin Blanc grape. This one's a little bit more approachable. It doesn't have the sweetness to it, but it has wonderful characteristics. Very easy to drink. You know, it'll go well with anything that you're serving, especially that turkey. It's quite nice. And then we're moving on to a couple of we selected about four reds, Denny. And so we figured people like a little bit more red wine these days. You know, it's heart healthy, even though we have some forces saying that it isn't. And what we threw in is this fun little red Bordeaux. It's called Lumalot. And Lumalot's a fun one. It's from the Cadillac region, which is kind of over by the Entron de Mer. But this is a blend of about 80% Merlot with 20% Cabernet. Now, Merlot has, you know, had a real bad reputation, and they haven't come out of it still. And that's almost 30 years ago because of that goofy movie Sideways. That one Niles guy said the one line, if we're drinking Merlot, I'm leaving. And ever since then, Merlot sales have just slumped. But this particular Merlot, especially since it has some Cabernet blended into it, there's a little bit more body to it, a little bit more oomph. But, you know, I tell the listeners, you know, keep an open mind on those Merlots. They really sneak up and they surprise you. You know, one of the most expensive wines in the world is Petrus, and that's almost 100% Merlot, depending on the vintage. Now, on this particular wine, it does change. You know, next vintage could be 75 Merlot. 25 Cabernet, it does change. But the Merlot, it's so easy and so approachable. It's a fun, fun wine. Another wine that we included in this is Fog Mountain Pinot Noir. Now, this is probably my number one go-to Pinot Noir wine that I have around the house at all times. I just love this particular one. It's nice. It's round. It's easy. It's approachable. It has some notes of black cherry. But it's not sometimes the Californians can make a real big juice bomb kind of Pinot Noir. This has a little bit of elegance. It is made by our friends, the Boissés. They have a little bit of that Burgundian, or they're from Burgundy, actually, and they make this wine with a little bit of Burgundian flair. So it's not over the top, but it's so nice. It's so approachable. It's an easy drinking Pinot Noir. And, you know, I've always said Pinot Noir is probably one of the most universal red wines that it goes so well with, whether it's chicken, whether it's steak, whether it's pasta, whether you decide to just have some pizza. It's a wonderful, wonderful wine, but it will also accompany anything on that Thanksgiving table as well. Great, great little wine. And again, it's personally my little favorite. And it's kind of a funny story. If you look at the label, it looks like a little foggy mountain. But actually, what happened was they were printing off the label and they had an error in the printer and it kind of jammed up. And they looked at it and they said, oh my goodness, it looks like a mountain. So they played with that one. It's kind of a fun, fun wine. We also threw in a little Cote de Rhone. And again, Cote de Rhones are so universal. They go so well with so many things. And it's the Delex Esprit Cote de Rhone. Now, the Delex family has been making wines in the Rhone Valley since about 1852 or so. They have great experience. But again, it's a blend of that Grenache, a little bit of Syrah, Mauvais. It's a great blend. And that's the nice thing about these blends. If you notice, we talk about the Bordeaux, which is a blend, and these Rhones that are blend, because then you have different flavors. You have different levels of complexity, and one can help the other one out, and it's so wonderful. But these Cote de Rhones are so fantastic as far as how well they just size up with stuff. And more importantly, they won't overpower the meal. You know, sometimes there are some Rhones, you know, some Gigondas, Crow's Hermitage, even Cote Rôtis that are bigger and more robust because they have far more Syrah in them. You know, those wines actually would be very good for some of those deer hunters out there bringing that venison home to go with that, the Gigondas, the Crow's Hermitage. Those are real big, big, robust wines, where the Cote de Rhone coming from the south of the Rhone Valley, it's a little bit more subtle, a little bit easier, and again, less Syrah in there, more Grenache, so it's a rounder, fuller wine, but it's so easy and approachable, just quite frankly, delicious. And then lastly, we snuck in a little Shiraz from Australia, and this is one of our pet projects that we take pride in, and it's called Koala Ranch Shiraz. And, you know, the label on there, we actually, a while back when we first ran with redesigned this label, it won an advertising award, call it Clio, because it's so simple and it's so wonderful. It's just two dots in a wine glass, but the two dots in the wine glass kind of take the shape and form of a koala's face. And it was kind of interesting. One of our salesmen was traveling in San Francisco and went to their Museum of Modern Art, in which they had a little display saying when wine went modern. And they showed some of the technology, but more importantly, they showed the artwork. And actually, that bottle was hanging in the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. So it was kind of a nice little badge of courage for us at Haskell's. I guess we know what we're doing a little bit when we find some of these wines and then help the winemakers design the label. So the Shiraz, it's not over the top. There's a lovely little peppery finish to it. So this one, you know, especially if you're going to, some of these people nowadays, they deep fry the turkey and put some Cajun spices and things like that on there. If you're doing that, this little Shiraz is just a wonderful, wonderful accompaniment to that kind of spicier turkey, if that's what you're doing. Or if you're just serving things as is, you know, especially if a little bit of peppery gravy, oh man, everything is good in God's green earth when you're having a little Shiraz in that. So there is our 6 for $60 all ready for the Thanksgiving. You can, you know, pick these up and serve them for the Thanksgiving. Or like I said, if you're sitting there preparing and you're worried about that, maybe these will help you get ready for Thanksgiving beforehand as well.
Oh, another great collection. Yeah, 6 for $60. That's still such a great idea. I know we're almost out of time, Ted. I'm looking at a text from a listener, and boy, if I had this talent, how do you know if your wine has gone bad without opening the bottle?
Well, you know what? There's a few things, but you still never know. Some of it is where it's called the ewage, and that's where the wine, if it's older, you've seen an evaporation, and there's a distance between the level of the wine and the cork, and the greater the ewage, the bigger the gap. Generally speaking, you might be running out of stuff. Now, if it's a white wine, it's quite simple. You can hold it up to the light, and if there's a lot of floaties and debris and sediment, then you might have seen its date. Red wines are a little bit trickier for the simple fact that you can get sediment because the pigmentation of that red wine, the exposure of the skins to that wine, you will get sediment. So there's no exact way, because even there's times where you open up an old bottle like that and the cork just explodes, just, you know, shreds it out. But that still doesn't mean that the wine is bad. It means you might have some extra fiber in your diet when you pour that out, because cork pieces might float in there. But nonetheless, it's hard to gauge. The best way to do it, I hate to say, is opening up that bottle and giving it a shot.
Which you should be doing anyway. You know, have an adventure or two and get that 6 for $60. Ted, tell folks about Haskell's. You guys have been around a long time.
You are correct. We have been doing this for 91 years right here in Minnesota. We're ready to take care of any of your needs for the holidays coming up. We have Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of you. We have Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. We have Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. Haskell's in Highland Village right on Ford Parkway. We're also down in Bloomington in Lowman's Plaza right off of Normandale. We also have Haskell's in Excelsior. Maybe you still want to sneak out to the lake one last time or stop by our pub and grab a burger. We have a Haskell's in White Bear Lake. If you're out looking at leaves out on the river, stop by our Haskell's in Stillwater. We also have a Haskell's down in Faribault if you're down south. So if you're headed on up north, you can swing by our Haskell's in Plymouth. And then also our super cellar in Maple Grove, a sight to be seen. Get you ready to stock up right there in Maple Grove. And also, if you can't do any of that, always, it's open 24/7. Stop by Haskell's.com, place your order for that 6 for $60, get your deer stand all ready, and then, you know, we could even deliver it for you, Denny.
Fantastic. And no, you can't. Ted, thanks so much. Let's do this again next week.
I look forward to that, Denny.
Thanks so much, Ted Farrell from Haskell's.